The fifth parak talks about the locations of where the korban is actually brought and where the korbanos are eaten as well. The first five mishnayos are going to talk about the kodshei kodashim, the higher level of kedusha, and from mishnah vav through the end of the parak, we're going to talk about kodshei kalim. So when it comes to the kodshei hakodashim, starting with mishnah aleph and also thereafter mishnah beis, we're going to talk about some unique korbanos that are in the chatas family. So those are sin offerings, and as we will see, the ones we're going to talk about in mishnah aleph and beis are unique in two ways. Number one is that they had a zrika not on the external mizbeach that was in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash in the Azara, but rather the zrika was done on the mizbeach hapnimi, the altar, the golden altar that was inside the heichal. And unique aspect number two is that the meat of these korbanos chatas were totally burnt, but they weren't burnt on the mizbeach. They were burnt outside of Yerushalayim, as we will get to. So the Mishnah starts out as follows: Ezu Makamim Shazvachim. What is the location for doing the various phases of the avoda of the korbanos? So Kodshei Kodashim, the Shchita, Shchitasan Batzafon. And this is going to be unique to all of the korbanos that are Kodshei Kodashim, that the Shchita, that's phase number one of our four phases. We have the Shchita, we have the Kabbalah, we have the Halacha, and we have the Zika. All of them are going to have both the Shchita in the northern part of the Azara that is on the higher level, and also, as we will see, it's not only the Shchita, but also the Kabbalah will be done, and then we have the Halacha and to the Mizbeach, the Zrika. So, Ezem and Kamash Zvachim, Kodshei Kodashim, all the Kodshei Kodashim, the Shchita, Shchita Samba Tzafon, and we're going to talk about in our Mishnah in particular, Par, the bull, Visair, and the Higo, Chel Yom HaKippurim that were brought on Yom Kippur to be Mechaper and Tumas Mikdash Vikodashav. Their first phase, Shchitasan Batzafon, the Shchita was done in the northern part of the Azara. Number two, Vikibul Daman Michli Sharis Batzafon, and the Kabbalah of the blood of these korbanos was into a Kli Sharis and the Tzafon as well. And then you did the Holacha to the Mizbeach. And then when it comes to the Zrizrika, phase number four, Demanton Hazaya, in three different places, very unique, these two korbanos, this Par and Sayir of Yom Kippur, the Zrika was applied in first, Al Bein Abadim, between the poles in of the Aron Kodesh in the Kodshei Kodashim. Again, this is only on Yom Kippur. And then another application of the blood, Val HaParoches, on the Paroches, the curtain that was between the Kodshei Kodashim and the Hechal, so it was applied from the outside there onto that curtain. And number three, Val Mizbach HaZahav, and then the third application was done on the Mizbeach HaZahav inside the Hechal. Matana Achas Me'me'akavas, if you missed any of these applications of blood, the korban would be invalid. Now, what did you do with the rest of the blood that you had left in the klishar? She'er adam hayashofech ayasod ma'aravish al mizbeach hachitzon. They would take the blood now to the outside mizbeach, and it was applied on the western corner of the mizbeach. There were two holes that acted as drains on the southwestern corner of the mizbeach. So one was on the south, one was on the west. They were right next to each other. So this korban, it was actually poured onto the yisod, onto the base around the korban, and then it would roll into that drain on the western side. Im lo nasan le'yekev, when it came to the pouring of the excess blood onto the yisod, onto the base of the mizbeach, if this was not done, it would not invalidate the korban. Mishnah Beis, continuing Kodshei Kodashim, Kari Manisrafi, Musiiri Manisrafi, when it came to the bowls that are totally burnt up, and the Siyam Higos that are totally burnt up, this is talking about three different types of korbanos: the par helem davar of the tzibor, the seer of the avodah zara of the tzibor, and also the par of the kohen mashiach. So these are the three type of korbanos that we're talking about. So again, we're going to go through shchita samatzaf on level number one. The shchita is in the north. The kibul daman b'chisharet b'tzafon, and the kabbalah is in the north as well. And then you did the holacha to the mizbeach. And when it comes to the zrika, this is the fourth phase. The daman taun hazaya. Here we would apply the blood in two places, not three like the prior Mishnah. We're not going to go into the Kodshei Kodashim for this, but it is applied al haparochas, on that curtain that divided the Heichal and the Kodshei Kodashim, al Mizbeach Hazav, and again, it was applied on the Mizbeach Hazahav. Again, just as we saw before, Matana Achas Mei Me'akavet, even if you didn't do one of the Zrikas, it would invalidate the Korban. Shiarei Adam HaYeshofech HaYeson Ma'avish al Mizbeach HaZitun, as we just saw, the blood was applied on the source and the western side of the base of the mizbech to go into the hole there, into the drainage. Im lo nasan le'ekev, however, if you did not apply this blood, if you didn't pour it on the mizbech achitz, on the excess blood, that would not invalidate the korban. And elu ve'elu, this is talking about in the prior Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis, the meat was nisrafi bebeis hadash, and it was brought out to what was called the beis hadash outside of the Yerushalayim, and that's where they actually used to put the ashes from the various korbanos, and that is where these korbanos were all burned. Mishnah Gimel, we're going to now talk about chatos atzibur aviyachid, korban chatos. Now we're different. Those were also korbanos that were chataos in Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis, but these are going to be different in that the zrika is not going to be inside. It's going to be on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So chataos HaTzibur, whether it's a chatas of the tzibur or yechidim or individuals bringing a korban chatas, elu and chataos HaTzibur, when it comes to the korbanos chatas that we're talking about in Mishnah Gimel, they're talking about seirei Rosh Chodashim Shel Moados, a special seir that was brought during the Musaf service, either on Rosh Chodesh or on the Chagim. And how, here we go again, the levels that we talk about, level number one, Shechita HaSametzav, and the Shechita, and because it's a Kodshei Kodashim, the Shechita is in the northern part of the Azara, and the Kabbalah, number two, V'kibol Damam B'l Hishar HaSametzav, as we saw before, and then you do the Halacha, and the Zrika, number four, V'daman Taun Arba Matanot Al Arba Kranas, and here you would apply the Zrika, they were on the four different corners of the top of the Mizbeach. They each had what's called a kranot, a horn, a keren, that came out of it. It was like a cube, one amma by one amma by one amma. So the Kohen would indeed apply a zrika on each of the korbanos, on each of the kranos, on each of the corners of the Mizbeach. So that's why it says, daman tun arba matanos. There were four different applications, one on each of al arba kranos, one on each of the four horns, the four cubes on the top of the Mizbeach. So it says even more detail than that. Ketzad, how is it done? In what order was it applied? Ala bekevesh of ala lasovin. So the coin would go up the kevesh and he would go part way up, and then there was a secondary ramp, a much smaller ramp that would lead to what's called the sovev. The sovev was a lip that went around the Mizbeach. It was an amma wide, and the Kohen would walk around it, and there he would go onto the Sovev. It was actually six amos above ground. The whole Mizbeach was 10 amos above ground. So he went around and followed the Sovev, followed the Kendro, meet Mizrachit. He went to the first corner that he got to, the southeastern corner. He applied it there. Mizrachit 20, he did another application in the northeastern corner. 20, Maravit, northwestern corner. Maravit, Dromit, on the southwestern corner. Four applications, one in each of the corners. And the excess, Shiare Hadam, Hayashofech, Hayasod, Madromi, the excess blood, when he got down off of the Mizbeach, he would apply it to the corner that was closest, which was the southern drain. So on the southern side of the southwestern corner, that's where he would put the excess blood. And how about the eating of the meat of this korban? So now we're talking about korbanos, korban chatas that had meat that was eaten. Minachalim lifnim minikalayim, it had to be eaten within the curtain. That means inside the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash. That, because this is kodshei kodashim could only be eaten in the Azara, not outside the Azara. We will contrast that to the kodshei kalim that can be eaten all throughout Yerushalayim. The zichrei chuda, only the male kohanim can eat it. But chomacho, they can prepare it as they desire, not like a korban pesach that it can only be roasted. You can bake it, you can cook it. Leyom v'layla at chatzos, and you can eat it that day that the korban is brought, and that night as well, up until chatzos halayla, the midpoint of the night. Mishnah Dalet continues talking kodshei kodashim ha'ola. The ola is kodshei kodashim as well. The difference with the ola is that it's totally burnt. None of the meat is eaten. And now we'll go through the phases. Number one is shechita sabatzafon. And phase number two, v'kibul damam b'chishar b'tzafon. This is all as we've seen before, because it's kodshei kodashim, the shechita, the kabbalah, and then you have the halacha. It's all done in the northern part of the Azara. And number four, we get to the zikra, v'daman taun shtei matanot shenarba. The application of the blood is on two corners of the Mizbeach, the northeastern corner and the southwestern corner, but it's shenarba because you were applying on two corners, it went on all four of those walls. So in the end of the day, you'd have two applications of blood, but because they were on the corners of the Mizbeach, it went on to the northern, eastern, southern, and western, all four sides of the Mizbeach had the blood. The tu'una, because this is a korban ola, they would utuna hefshet, they would skin it. The skin, the hide, went to the kohanim. The rest of it was burned, v'nituach. They would cut it into pieces, v'chalil eishim, and they would burn it on the eish, on the fire of the Mizbeach, hachitzoni, the outer Mizbeach. Mishnah talks about Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. There were two lambs that were brought together with the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. So when we're talking about the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, those are the Shlamim that was brought for the Tzibur. That was it. Those two lambs and all other Shlamim were not on behalf of the Tzibur. V'ashamos, now we're going to list out what are the Ashamos that we're talking about. Elu and Ashamos, the Asham, Gezelos. These are six different types of Ashamos. We won't go into the detail of why they were brought. Asham Me'ilos, if somebody did Me'ilah. Okay, we'll get into a little bit detail. So Asham Gezelos, if somebody denied having an asset of somebody else and he lied and he had it and he admitted there afterward, he has to bring an Asham Gezelos. Asha Me'ilos, if somebody committed a Me'ilah, used something on the base of Mikdash for personal use. Asham Shivcha Harufa, if somebody had an inappropriate relationship with a partial Canaanite slave who was actually married to a Jewish servant. Asham Nazir, an Asham that is brought by the Nazir. Asham Mitzorah, an Asham that's brought by the Mitzorah when the Mitzorah is being Metaher. Asham Taloi, if somebody did a sin that they would have to bring a Korban Chatas on, but they're not sure if they did the sin or not. So it's an Asham Taloi, it's hanging in the air because they don't know if they did the sin or not. An Asham Taloi is brought. So when it comes to all of those Korbanos, the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, the Ashamos, here is how it goes. Again, it's Kodshei Kodashim accordingly. Number one, Shechitas HaMetzavon, the Shechitas in the north. Number two, V'kibo Damam B'chishari B'tzafon. And number three was the Holachat in the Mizbech. And number four, the Zrika. How is the Zrika done? V'damanton Shtei Maton Hashen Arba, as we just saw before. The Zrika is done on two of the corners. So accordingly, it went on the four sides of the Mizbech. V'nechalim Lifnim Minekalim. And it's eaten within the confines of the Azorah, the Zichachuna, as we saw this before, the male Kohanim eat it, b'chomachal, they can cook it as it desires, so it doesn't have to be broiled, it doesn't have to be roasted, as like the Korban B'chesach, and again, they can eat it liyom, that day that the Korban is brought, the Laila, and that night immediately thereafter, up until Chatzos. And now, Mishnah Vav, we're going to start talking about the Kodshei Kalim, Hatoda, we're talking about the Thanksgiving offering that was brought by somebody who was in a danger and survived, the El Nazir and the isle, the ram that's brought by a Nazir at the end of his Nazirus vow. Those are Kodshei Kalim, and according there are ramifications. We're lenient in a number of areas. Accordingly, number one, Shechita San Bechol Makom Azara. We do the Shechita throughout the Azara, not limited to the northern part, and then we would do the Kabbalah there, wherever it is. It doesn't have to be in the northern part. And then we do the halacha to the Mizbeach. Then when it comes to the Zrikas as follows, Adaman Taun Shtei Maton Hashen Arba. Again, we apply it on the northeast and southwest corners, two corners, and it goes on to four sides of the Mizbeach. And when it comes to eating of the meat, we're more flexible than Kodshei Kodashim. V'nechalim, the meat is eaten b'chol ha'ir and throughout the entire city of Yerushalayim, not only in the Azar, not only in the courtyard of the base of Mikdash. N'chol Adam, it's eaten even by non-Kohanim, b'chol machal, cook it as you desire. It doesn't have to be only roasted like the Korban Pesach. N'yom v'layla ad chatzos, and you can eat it that day and that night thereafterward up until chatzos. And there were certain portions of the Korbanos that were given only to the Kohanim. So ha'morem mehem, and those portions that were given to the Kohanim, kiyotzebe, would be treated just like as we mentioned before, that the Kohanim, when they receive it, it has to be only eaten in the city of Yerushalayim, not outside, and it can only be eaten that day and that night thereafter. However, Ela Shamorem Nechal Kohanim, those portions that were designated to the Kohanim, like the chest meat and the thigh meat, one of the thighs, it was given to the Kohanim. Not only the Kohanim, Lin Sheim, their wives could eat it, Livneim, their children can eat it, Lavdeim, and their servants, their Canaanite servants, can eat it as well. Mishnah Zayin, continuing with the Kodshei Kalim, Shlamim, Kodshei Kalim, Shlamim, Kodshei Kalim, and we're going to go through again. Number one is Shechita Sabachol Makom Azor, Shechita throughout the courtyard, and then you do the Kabbalah wherever you are, and then you do the Halacha, and then we get to the next stage, the Zrika, V'daman Taon, Shtei Maton HaShanarba, you apply the Zrika on two corners, and that's onto four sides of the Mizbeach, and Achalim B'cholir, and it can be eaten throughout the city, L'chol Adam, anyone can eat it, B'chol Machal, cook it as you desire, lishnei yamim v'laylach, and you eat it now for 2 days and the night in between. So the day that you bring the korban, the night thereafterward, and the second day thereafterward, hamoremam ketzebehem, and the parts that are given, designated to the kohanim, the chest and the thigh meat, they are going to be treated just like as was being mentioned before. Ela shamoram nechal kohanim, just like in the prior Mishnah, however, though designated portions that can be eaten, they are eaten by the kohanim, linshem, their wives, livneim ulavdeim, and their children, and Canaanite slaves as well. And now Mishnah Ches talks about three additional types of kodshei kalim, the bechor that is the first male born to a cow, goat, or sheep. It's given to the kohen. The kohen brings it as korban, and he eats it. The maser, or the new children that are born in a given year, firstborn of, it's not the firstborn, excuse me, it's every 10th animal, it's a meiser behema of a cow, goat, or sheep. So meiser behema, you give a tithe, one out of every 10 of the new animals that were born in the year, and the korban pesach that's brought on erev pesach, those are all kodshei kalim, they are all treated the same in certain ways, and they're different in other ways. So when it comes to the shechita, san b'chol makom azor, all three of them, the shechita, because they're kodshei kalim, the shechita is done throughout the azorah. And again, you do the kabbalah, and then you do the halacha, and the zrika v'daman ta'un matan achan. Here, for these three, we only have one zrika, one application of the blood, ubivachi yitan king negedi. So you have to be careful to put it in a place that the base of the mizbeach is, because the base of the mizbeach does not cover the entire mizbeach. It only covers, it's on the bottom, on the northern and western sides, and there's one ama of that base on the south and eastern sides. So you have to make sure to do the zrika above that yisod, where there is a yisod. And however, we've talked about the comparisons between three. Korbanas shina b'achilas, and they are different when it comes to their eating, where they can be eaten, etc. So b'chor, the b'chor that we said is given to the kohanim, necha l'kohanim, it can only be eaten by the kohanim, v'amaser, and that's the ma'aser behema, the one-tenth of every new animal, of the specific animals that we mentioned. V'amaser l'chol adam is eaten by anyone, it's not given to the kohen, v'nechalim b'chol ir, and it's eaten throughout Yerushalayim, b'chol machal, cook it as you desire, l'shnei yamim v'laylachad, you can eat it for the 2 days and the intervening night. However, the Pesach is different. HaPesach einu nechal elav alayla, Pesach, you can only eat the Lel HaSeder, that night and no other nights. Veinu nechal elad chatzos, and even then you can't eat it the whole night, you can only eat it up until chatzos. Veinu nechal elam nuyav, you can only have it eaten by those who registered in advance to participate in this specific korban pesach, and it can only be eaten roasted on a fire.